My dear friends in Christ, what a magnificent vision these three chosen apostles were permitted by our Lord to see. The gospel tells us that our Lord took his three chosen apostles, Peter, James, and John, up onto a very high mountain. It is believed that that was a mountain in the northern part of Palestine called Mount Tabor, which is very interesting because it's not part of a mountain chain and it's just by itself. It's a very conically shaped mountain rising very high. To go up, you have to go up the switchbacks all the way up this high mountain. So our Lord took these three chosen apostles, and all of a sudden he was transfigured. It says his face shone as the sun, and his garments became white as snow. And the apostles were so enthralled that Peter said to our Lord, "Lord, it is good for us to be here." What an understatement. It is good for us to be here. Can we not often say the same thing when we attend the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, especially when we receive our Lord in Holy Communion? We, like the apostles, from time to time experience a little foretaste of the happiness of heaven. And it is good for us to reflect often on heaven. Yesterday, in our day of recollection, we were reflecting on the four last things, especially death and judgment, eternity, heaven and hell. And we should reflect on these things. But often we forget to reflect upon heaven and the joys of heaven. But we should reflect upon it because that is what God created us for. We were not created for this world. Yes, this world is our home currently, but it is more like a passageway. We are passing through on our way to our eternal home. What is it that makes heaven heaven? Of course, it is the beatific vision. Sometimes we try to understand heaven, and a teacher in school might tell the children, "Well, think of what you really like. And in heaven, you'll have that without end." Well, in our dull, earthbound minds, we think of heaven as the joys, the type of joys that we have in this world. And it's true that our senses even, and our intellect, and our will be completely satisfied. But what really makes heaven, heaven, is the beatific vision. The knowledge of God, the sight of God, the enjoyment of God. That's the essential happiness of heaven. There are accidental joys. Our Lord talked about this sinner like a lost sheep that is converted. And he said there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 just who do not need repentance. And those words imply that there will be an added joy to the just in heaven over the conversion of a sinner. But the essential joy is the beatific vision. And that is beyond our ability to even guess and understand, to see God, because that is what we were made for. Now, a few weeks ago, we had this long epistle, and it was St. Paul talking about the things that he had suffered for the spread of the gospel. And then, towards the end of the epistle, he mentions himself in the third person of being carried up to heaven, up into the third heaven. He said, "I know a man, whether in the body or out of the body, I do not know, God knows, but I know such a man who was wrapped up to the third heaven. And he saw things and experienced things that cannot be put into words." So here, St. Paul had this opportunity to taste the joys of heaven. But it wasn't the beatific vision because he had not died. So when he says the third heaven, it must have been like the outer parts of heaven, and experienced some of the joys, and he couldn't even put it into words. It was so magnificent, so wonderful, so satisfying. So think about that. When we have toils and crosses and sufferings in this world, reflect upon the fact that in heaven there will be no sorrow, there will be no pain, there will be no disappointment. There will only be supreme and unlimited bliss in the presence of God. And that is what we are called to. This world, even with its joys, cannot satisfy the heart. God made us for heaven. Sometimes when we are tempted to offend Almighty God, we can say to ourselves, do I want to enjoy heaven one day? Or do I want to be cast into hell and experience the never-ending pain and suffering in hell? Because that is the choice. And again, God made us for heaven. So think about it. Long for it. Look forward to it. Desire it. Which we should. God made us for heaven. He wants us to be with him for all eternity. All we must do is be faithful to his commandments in this world, to carry our cross and look forward to that union with him in eternity. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.